For more on this story, we're joined now by former Times media reporter Alex Jones. He's co-author of the book, The Trust, The Private and Powerful Family Behind the New York Times. Welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
Nearly a month ago, the Times publisher, Arthur Sulzberger Jr., said he wouldn't accept Howell Rein's resignation, even if he offered it. So what changed? Was it the steady drip, drip, drip of criticism?
I think it was several things. I think the story stayed alive, for one thing. I think it didn't go away. It seemed to pick up momentum, in fact, partly because it struck such a chord all over the United States. It was, of course, the New York Times in the bullseye, but I think it was something that had a resonance because the New York Times is the leader of American journalism, I think, in most respects. And I think that for this to happen at the New York Times seemed to really galvanize anger and resentment over something that the American media seems to be held responsible for. Plus, internally, as your reporter indicated, this was a moment that instead of bringing the staff together, it seemed to be a moment to blow it apart. And the fact is that Howell Rein's had done great journalistic things, but he had not won the hearts and minds of the people who he was trying to lead. And the New York Times is a kind of place where you've got to lead. You can't just drive. You have to have that confidence in your leader if you're going to run an institution like the New York Times.
It was also a hallmark of Howell Rein's tenure that the masthead, the top editors, including himself, were very deeply involved in daily coverage, a kind of top-down kind of management of the news. In the end, do you think that contributed to his demise, that the buck really had to stop with him?
I think that there's all, you know, the New York Times is an edited newspaper. I've heard Howell say that, and I think that's quite true. I think that what that means is that there has to be a great deal of mutual respect, though, between the editors and the reporters. The reporters at the New York Times certainly think of themselves as the elite. They feel like they're at the end of the line where it comes to American journalism, and they certainly think that their views and their perspectives on story, their news judgment and things like that, while they may not carry the day, they need to be taken very, very seriously. And I think that part of Howell's problem internally was that he had very strong views. He's a terrific journalist. He had very strong views, and I think he thought that he was within the bounds of being an editor when he was, in fact, breaching the kind of respect, that fiber, that filament of respect that has to be there and people have to feel if they're going to retain their confidence in you.
He was also on a very public mission to shake things up at the Times.
That's true.
He talked about speeding up the metabolism of the paper, getting stuff in fast. He'd use sports metaphors like flooding the zone to describe coverage. I wonder if that era is over for the Times.
I think that he came in with a vision, and that vision was put on display during the coverage of 9/11. I mean, I think that he, if anything, had his vision sort of validated by the 7 Pulitzer Prizes, which it was unprecedented. But I think he probably misunderstood the hand-holding side of an institution that has inherently a certain amount of neurotic behavior and a very high-maintenance group of people who are very talented but require handling that is very respectful and very careful.
You spoke earlier about people around the country following this story, but I wonder why someone who doesn't read the New York Times should really care about this story.
Because the New York Times sets the standard, and I think that the New York Times is something that not just the American public relies on, but the rest of American journalism relies on. I don't mean they rely on them alone. There are many other great news organizations, including NPR. But I think that the idea of the New York Times, the symbol of the New York Times, is enormously important. And that's why this losing the top, not one, but the both top editors of the New York Times, for them to step down is also a very, very powerful symbol. And I think that's what the publisher, Arthur Sulzberger Jr., was after.
Briefly, who do you think is likely to take over, and how do they go about repairing the damage done?
Whoever it is will be someone who has affiliation somehow with the Times. The Times never goes outside, and I would be very surprised if they did here. The two most obvious candidates, I think, and there are several more, but the two most obvious are Bill Keller, who was the managing editor before under Joe Lelyveld, and who was not chosen to be the executive editor when Howell Rein got the job, and Dean Baquet, who was the national editor of the New York Times and then left the Times to become managing editor of the Los Angeles Times. And I think either one of those would have to be considered a very top prospect.
Well, thanks very much.
You're most welcome.
Alex Jones directs the Joan Shorenstein Center on the Press, Politics, and Public Policy at Harvard University.